Governor Charlie Baker recently issued a proclamation declaring this week Hurricane Preparedness Week. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is Chris Bessie, a public information officer of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Mr. Bessie, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how much of a concern are hurricanes for Massachusetts, specifically this year?
So, you know, hurricanes are certainly a top risk in Massachusetts. When we look back historically, it has been a while since we've seen a hurricane. It was actually Hurricane Bob, 1991, was the last storm that was at hurricane status here. But certainly when we look back further, there's a long history of strong storms, and we know that they'll happen again. We can't necessarily predict the year and the when right away, but they are something that we have some notice for usually coming up the coast. So it's something that we at the state are preparing for, and we want people at home to be prepared as well.
Now, are, by any chance, South Shore communities more or less vulnerable than other parts of the state?
So I think when we look at the risks and the potential impacts of storms, there's a couple pieces. You know, I would say for a small state, relatively small state like Massachusetts, really the entire state is at risk of some of the impacts for things like damaging winds and really heavy rainfall amounts. But in terms, and so that could be anywhere from Cape Cod all the way out to the Berkshires. But the areas along the coast, again, all the way up from the North Shore to the South Shore to the Cape and Islands, the storm surge threat, which is that water that could be pushed ashore during a tropical storm or hurricane, that's one of the other factors that coastal communities have to worry about. So it's something that the state does have hurricane evacuation zones for. We have a map on our MEMA website, mass.gov/MEMA, that people can look up and see if they're in one of these zones and really take some extra steps to prepare.
So what are these steps that people can take to prepare for a potential hurricane?
So really one of the first things, as I mentioned, is to learn if you live in a hurricane evacuation zone. People can put in their address, look at the maps for the communities, and see the areas that may flood from that coastal flooding storm surge to determine what that risk level is for their property. And then other steps that we really, you know, everyone can take, having emergency supplies. We always talk about this throughout the year, but food, water, flashlights, radio, batteries, maybe an emergency generator, all those things that people would need if they can't get to the store for 3 to 5 days. And the other thing we're really trying to focus on this year is encouraging people to plan for sort of the unique needs of themselves and their families. So medical needs, disabilities. If people have home health care services, they work with those providers to kind of come up with some alternate solutions just in case they do get disrupted during an emergency.
And this hurricane season can last through the fall, correct?
That's right. The hurricane season runs from June 1st through the end of November. But when we look back historically in New England, the years that we have had hurricanes here, it's really been late August into September timeframe when those storms have mostly impacted the area. Just given the warm ocean water at that time of year and sort of the activity in the tropics. So, again, there's no guarantee that what will happen this year, and we certainly hope that we'll be spared, but we want people to be prepared just in case.
And once again, that website, please.
So our website, mass.gov/MEMA, M-E-M-A, has a whole bunch of emergency resources for everything from hurricane preparedness tips to emergency supply checklists that people can print and buy all the things they need at home.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Stay safe.
Thank you as well.